I assume worthy parents like yourselves have photos of your kids in your wallets, right? Could you take them out now and look at them? Fine-looking young lad. My, she's the spitting image, isn't she? You all looking carefully? Good. For those pictured before you are the designated targets of a deadly assassin. An assassin of youth. A new drug menace destroying our children in alarmingly increasing numbers. Marijuana. Public enemy number one. Creeping like a communist, it's knocking at our doors, turning all our children into hooligans and whores, voraciously devouring the way things are today, savagely deflowering the good old USA.
Reefer madness, reefer madness.
Oh, so mad. See the kids, precious kids. Yes, their heads are on the chopping block, and someone's got to dare to take a stand. Can't ignore anymore. Your son or daughter with a deadly stick of reefer in a hand. Heading straight for
madness.
Save our kids. Stealthy as a socialist, it slithers up our shores, turning all our children into hooligans and whores. This smoking bowl of evil bears the choking stench of sin. It burrows like a weevil under tender Christian skin.
This reefer madness, reefer madness, reefer madness, reefer madness. Oh, so mad.
Pull the wool from your eyes. Bear in me the righteous soldiers for this merry one heart has to be destroyed. Fight the urge of this scourge. It's destructive but seductive.
So seductive.
Put an end to
reefer madness, reefer madness, reefer madness, reefer madness.
Oh, so mad. Deadly as the Democrats that empty out our stores,
turning all our children into hooligans and whores.
Teenagers across the land are glazed and oversexed. If you fail to draw the line, your babies will be next.
Oh,
so mad. Tell your children, fight the menace, kill the devil, save the country.
Town of sunny San Rafael lived a girl named Pearly Sweetcake. You probably knew her well. She'd been stoned 15 of her 18 years, and the story was widely told that she could smoke 'em faster than anyone could roll. Well, her legend finally reached New York, that Grove Street walk-up flat where dwelt the Calistoga Kid, a beatnik from the past. With long brown lightning fingers, he takes a cultured toke and says, hell, I can roll them faster, Jim, than any chicken smoke. So Roanoke gets sent to San Rafael for the championship of the world. The kid demands a smoke-off. Well, bring him on, says Pearl. I'll grind his fingers off his hands. He'll roll until he drops, says Callisto. I'll smoke that twist till she blows up and pops. So they rent out Yankee Stadium, and the word is quickly spread. Come on, come on, who walk or crawl, Price just two lids ahead. So from every town and hamlet, over land and sea they speed. The world's greatest dopers, with the world's greatest weed. Hashishers from Morocco, hemp smokers from Peru, and the shamniks from Bagoon, who puff the deadly boogaroo. And those who call it light of life, and those that call it boo. See the dealers and their ladies wearing turquoise lace and leather. See the narcos and the closet smokers, and they're puffing all together. From the teenies who smoke legal, to the ones who've done some time, to the old man who smoked reefer back before it was a crime. And the grand old house that Ruth built is filled with smoke and cries of 50,000 screaming heads all stoned out of their minds. And they play the national anthem, and the crowd lets out a roar as the spotlight hits the kid and Pearl, ready for their smoking war. At a table piled high up with grass, as high as a mountain peak, just tops and buds of the rarest flowers, not one stem, branch, or seed. Maui, Waui, Panama red, and Acapulco gold, keep from East Afghanistan and rare Alaskan coal. Sticks from Thailand, ganja from the islands, and Bangkok's blooming best. And some of that wet imported shit that capsized off Key West. Hawaiian tops in Kenya banging Riviera flirts. And that rare Manhattan silver that grows down in the New York sewers. And there's bubbling ice cold lemonade and sweet grapes by the bunches. And there's Hershey bars and Oreos, case anybody gets the munchies. And the Calistoga kitty snares, and Pearly she just grins. And the drums roll low, and the crowd yells go, and the world's first smoke-off begins. Kid flicks his magic fingers once, and zap, that first joint's rolled. Pearl takes one drag with her mighty lungs, and whoosh, that roach is cold. Then the kid, he rolls his super bomb that'd paralyze a moose. And Pearly takes one super hit and slurp, that bomb's diffused. Then he rolls three in just 10 seconds, and she smokes him up in 9. And everybody sits back and says, well, this just might take some time. See the blur of flying fingers, see the red coal burning bright. As the night turns into morning, and the morning fades to night, and the autumn turns to summer, and a whole damn year is gone, but the two still sit on that roach-filled stage, smoking and rolling on. With trembling hands he rolls his J's, with fingers blue and stiff. She coughs and stares with a bloodshot gaze, and puffs through blistered lips. Reaches out her hand for another stick of gold. The kitty gasps and says, God damn it, bitch, there's nothing left to roll. Nothing left to roll, screams Pearl. Is this some twisted joke? I didn't come here to fuck around, man. I come here to smoke. And she reaches across the table and grabs his bony sleeves. like dried and brittle leaves, flicking out his teeth and bones like useless stems and seeds. And then she rolls him in a zigzag, lights him like a roach. And the fastest man with the fastest hands goes up in a puff of smoke. California town of sunny San Rafael lives a girl named Pearly Sweetcake. You probably know her well. She's been stoned 21 of her 24 years, and the story's widely told how she can still smoke 'em faster than anyone can roll. While off in New York City on a street that has no name, there's the hands of the Calistoga Kid in the Viper Hall of Fame. And underneath his fingers there's a little golden scroll that says beware of being the roller when there's nothing left to roll.
Iowa pot, Iowa born and bred. I never knew such beautiful boo grew in this groovy land I'm in, and I'm indebted indeed to Iowa weed, Iowa bred and born. Oh, Iowa lot to Iowa pot, and it's not just Iowa corn. Contraband from the land of manana is so ruthlessly risky to cop. But them Iowans cop when they wanna, standing on a marijuana crop, and it grows in that Midwestern section. And there isn't a glimmer of doubt it would shake a Jamaica connection, 'cause it's cheap, deep, and far fleeping out. Oh, Iowa lot to Iowa pot, Iowa born and bred. I never knew such beautiful boo grew in this groovy land I'm in, and I'm indebted indeed to Iowa weed, Iowa bred and born. Oh, Iowa lot to Iowa pot, and it's not just Iowa corn. Now, I never cared much for domestic, I would always be turning it down. But I just smoked a joint so majestic, so fantastic, it's the best stick in town. You can keep your Columbia ripoff and your shady Canadian scene, for I'd rather be singeing my lip off on some neat, sweet, Iowa green. Oh, Iowa lot to Iowa pot, Iowa born and bred. I never knew such beautiful boo grew in this groovy land I'm in, and I'm indebted indeed to Iowa weed, Iowa bred and born. Oh, Iowa lot to Iowa pot, and it's not just Iowa corn. No, it's not just Iowa corn.
A box of grass, sometimes they call it pot. That's what the hippies call a little one-penny matchbox full of marijuana. And that's what they gave to my genie. Then they introduced her to acid and speed. Now acid that's LSD. And speed is just another form of narcotics. Then they introduced her to the spike and the works. Now the spike, that's a hypodermic needle. And the works, that's a syringe and the needle. Next they introduced her to smack and the pushers. Now smack is heroin. And the pushers, well, they're the people. The people that sold these things to my genie.
I once loved a teenage girl. Jeannie was her name. She promised she would marry me when graduation came. But then my genie put me off, said she must see the world. She promised she'd come back to me, that she'd still be my girl. But a box of grass they gave to Jeannie. A little box of grass. Now Jeannie is gone. They say that they will change the world, but all they changed was just my girl with a box of grass that they gave to Jeannie.
And now I hear they found my genie on the other side of town. They said they thought they heard her call my name as she lay there on the ground. And then they found the needle that was to take away her life. Now Jeannie can't come back to me. She'll never be my wife.
Just a box of grass. That's how it started. A little box of grass. Now Jeannie is dead.
Now Jeannie is dead.
How about smoking up the hash pipe?
Yeah, what are we doing?
Here's a head of dough.
Yes.
Oh, well, I haven't been stoned in.
Must be 15 minutes.
Well, I can't even keep track of it.
This is a bummer. Just, you know.
Oh, far out.
Here, I'll light it.
Oh, Mel Wall. Come on, wow. Beautiful.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, far
out. Oh. Come on.
Oh, too much.
Oh, I'm so high. I feel wonderful.
Marijuana is dangerous, kids, because its use may lead to happiness. And if you were happy, you might let your guard down, and then they'd get you. Yes, they'd get you. So stay on your guard. Remember, your best friend may be your worst enemy. A message in your interest from your government.
Responsibility only to oneself. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of pleasure. The new Declaration of Independence for the teenager around the world. Then when it starts to fade, the old world returns to what it was. Come over to a similar apartment in the village. Smoke a joint. Burn a little grass. Pot Party, Roach Party, Mainliner, Skin Pop, Shoot Some Crystal. The language of the narcotic and marijuana user. The language of a large and ever-increasing number of teenagers. Starting in high school on Benzedrine and Dexedrine pep pills, it is not long before many soon graduate to marijuana, the teething biscuits to a whole generation of adolescent psyches. And if marijuana is the appetizer, the advent of the space-age technology has provided the main course. Lysergic acid diethylamide. LSD, the crazy acid. To use it is to take a trip. A trip in the world of mystique, religion, and self-knowledge. For others, it is a trip to the emergency ward of the nearest psychiatric hospital. For some, it accentuates the beat. For some, it quickens sexual desire. For some, it is the release of sexual inhibitions. But whatever it is, teenagers are going for it. A drug that can be made in the kitchen sink is hard to stop. And may be the forerunner of a new drug society out of some science fiction writer's imagination. Will drugs pave the road to destruction for the now generation?
I gotta laugh at your kids who smoke it, the pot. You gotta run like hell, or you're gonna get caught. You put on that old oil to kill it, the smell. But I'm gonna tell it to you kids, it smells like hell. You gotta keep watch while you're weed. It grows soon, time to smoke it, the pot, which you know. First you try to cure it in a pan, and you try to smoke it if you can. Your daddy say, what's that bad smell? Tell you, woman, it smells like hell. I smoked it down to the very butt. A while you stayed hid in that little hole. Hey, man, we had to run like hell. You and Huey and Wayne and Bill. You had to run like hell. When you smoke in the grass, you slip and fell on your little lip. You had to run like hell.
I smoke two joints in the morning. I smoke two joints at night. I smoke two joints in the afternoon. It makes me feel all right. I smoke two joints in time of peace and two in time of war. I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints, and then I smoke two more. Oh, my daddy, he once told me, son, you be hardworking man. Mama told me, do the best you can. But then one day I met a man who came to me and said, hard work good and hard work fine, but first take care of head. So I smoke two joints when I get up. In the limo I smoke two joints. I smoke a couple joints when I play video game and at every 10,000 points. I smoke two joints in time of peace and two in time of war. I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints, and then I smoke two more. Tonight. I smoke two joints in the evening, it makes me feel alright. I smoke two joints in time of peace and two in time of war. I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints, and then I smoke two more.
Kids, don't try this at home. Leave your parents smoke alone. Yeah. Talking about the green. Indoor, outdoor, same green. And I love the weed. Weed. I love weed. I love weed. I love weed, and I love the weed. Yes, we are in California, the place we plant the indica. Proposition 215, it's a medical need. Tell them out. You call it marijuana, in Jamaica we call it ganja. Listen to the ganja song, I gotta smoke my bong. Weed, I love weed. I love weed. Weed, I love weed. And I love the weed. Hemp me, my ganja bag is empty. Hemp me, my ganja bag should be plenty. Proposition 215, it's a medical. She needs the weed. Yeah, she really needs the weed. I love the weed. I love the weed. Weed, I love weed. I love weed. Weed, I love weed. And I love the weed. The founding father smoked the weed. The founding father planted the weed. The founding father planted the seed. They all smoked the weed. I love weed. That you and I are 420 love the weed. Raise your hand if you love weed. And I love the weed. I love the weed. Listen to the reggae song. Smoke my weed, bump in my palm. Medical weed, don't get me wrong. I love the weed. Now they coming from Baton Rouge. Now they going to Santa Cruz. Aces to Deja Vu. Chicks smoking the weed. Weed. I love weed. I love weed. I love weed, and I love the weed, and I love the weed, and I love the mouse. I've just smoked his stash. Thank you very much. Woo! Yes, I love my weed. Weed song.
She's not a new girl in town. She's been around. Met her on the rainy day, and she made the clouds go away. Mary Jane. She brought you a thrill that's new, but they say she's not for you. Though at the time she filled the need. Whether right or whether wrong, Mary Jane, where do you belong?
Oh, I'm a happy hippie, taking a little trippy, driving on...
All right, boy, pull over, boy. Oh, you're in big trouble, boy. I got you clocked doing better than 80 miles an hour, boy.
Man, that's impossible. I haven't even been out an hour.
Don't you give me none of that dabby mouth, long-haired hippie, Yankee staff, boy. Oh, let me see your driver's license.
Well, whatever's right, here you are, Dad.
Don't play tomfool with me, boy. That ain't no driver's license.
Oh, that's the menu from Alice's restaurant.
Well, whip out that real driver's license here. You've been in trouble with the law, boy.
Well, I was busted once,
you was what?
I was busted. I was incarcerated.
Don't play none of that Yankee.
I was arrested, man.
Well, all right, now we're getting somewhere.
But it was a bum rap.
It was, yeah, they all say that, bum rap. What was it, boy?
Some cat from the CIA planted some grass on me, man. I didn't even know I was carrying it around.
Now we're getting somewhere. How much did they find on you, boy?
300 pounds.
You trying to tell me that you going around carrying 300 pounds of hay and you didn't know you got it on you, boy?
Grass, man, grass.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, well, man.
When you find all that junk on you, boy, I hope you turn yourself in.
Yeah, well, you're close.
You making fun of me, boy? That's some kind of inside hippie joke.
No, man. Hey, I found my license, man. It was freaking out behind my Timothy Leary Trip of the Month card.
The who card, boy?
Timothy Leary. Ain't you ever heard of him?
No, what's
he's he our ambassador.
To where?
Where do you want to go?
I don't know. I don't know, but I know where you're going, boy, and ain't going to take you long to get there, neither.
How long?
Bat like that.
Dynamite. Lay some on me.
I'm calling in. You stay right there. What's your name, boy?
Nine. Claude Nine.
You just stay right where you are. What you doing down this part of the country anyway, boy?
Oh, well, man, I'm just down here looking for my head.
You think your head down this part of the country?
Well, it might be. You never can tell.
You keep being blabbermouthed and sassy with me. It's going to be here when you leave, too. You just sit right there, boy.
Oh, man.
Claude Nine, come.
Oh, man.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, care for? Yeah, I found me one of them long-haired, blabbermouthed, sassy Yankee hippies out here. Yeah, his eyes all glazed over, running around, playing tomfool, looking for his head. No, there ain't been no accident.
Oh.
Yeah, no, he crazy, all right. His name is Nine. Cloud Nine.
Claude, man.
Hush your blabby Yankee mouth, boy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking to the judge. The judge don't cut into no Yankee hippies.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hold it, Judge. I got him red-handed, I believe, here. Let me check out the evidence and wrap this thing up. What you smoking there, boy? Give me that thing, boy.
Can you dig it?
Dig you later, Judge. Right on, boy. Got temper now, you hear?
Okay, well, welcome to BitSlap number 420. So obviously it goes without saying what we're doing today. So let's just leave it at that, and I'll just tell you what we heard, and then we'll see what else we got to talk about. We started with Reefer Madness from the movie musical of the same name. That was Alan Cumming. That was apparently a Showtime movie from 2005, a rehashing of the 1936 fiasco. And I don't remember this being out. I guess it must have been some sort of likewise disaster. I didn't have Showtime in 2005, so maybe that's why. But anyway, we also heard The Smoke Off, a cover of a Shel Silverstein tune. That was Deer Tick. Deer Tick is John McCauley and other people, many of them over the years, from Providence, Long Island. It's a Providence, Rhode Island, I'm sorry. It's a bonus track from their album called the Black Dirt Sessions from about 2009, give or take. I owe a lot to Iowa Pot, Mike Agronoff, and some friends of his. That's a reworking of something by Napoleon the 14th, otherwise known as Jerry Samuels. Napoleon the 14th, you don't need to be reminded of that, do you? I know you spent many years of therapy trying to forget about him. Well, too bad. That's what I'm here for. Box of Grass was Buck Jones, followed by a thing from Heavy Guns from 1971. And I tried real hard to find out where they're from or anything, but there's nothing. I found out that they're five people, four guys and a gal. And this came from their album Dopes on Dope and Dope Dupes from 1971. Okay, the Teenage Rebellion was responsible there for the Pot Party. semi-documentary. Smoke It, the Pot was one of those MSR things from Gene Marshall, whose real name was Gene Merlino. Gene Marshall, I turned out, I couldn't find any information on because I kept running into something called the Gene Marshall doll, which was a kind of a Barbie thing. Live and learn, huh? Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine smoked two joints. Of course, you know he's actually Mark Jonathan Davis and has done many things under many different other names, which I can't find out as many as I'd like. Weed. Weed. I love weed. From Ika Mouse, whose real name is Ripton Joseph Hilton. Hilton with a Y. And then Mary Jane from Mrs. Elva Ruby Miller. Just Mrs. Miller to you. I thought she was English, but apparently she's from Joplin, Missouri. And died at the age of 89. Reminiscent of Florence Foster Jenkins, but without the talent. And she was recorded quite a bit from the years 60 to 73. And then Hudson Landry, the hippie, and the redneck. Okay, so we got more here for you. Smoke them if you got them, and I'll be back in a few. Okay?
Yeah, this is some heavy stuff. Is that a fire engine? No, I think it's a man. That ain't gonna do us no harm. Shit. Think they're just coming to do some sitting in. Let's get it going. Come on. Oh no. What is this? I mean, hey, don't anybody make a sound? Okay, where is it? We know you've got it here.
sunny day, I was riding my bike and smoking a joint, cause that's what I like. A policeman stopped me and began to stare, and he said, "Hey, sonny, what you smoking there?" I said, "It's a reefer, do you want some, policeman? It's a reefer, do you want a blast? It's a reefer, do you want some, policeman? Or would you prefer me to shove it up your ass?" Well, he put me in his car and he left my bike and he took my reefer, which he quite liked. We got to the station and his eyes were all red, and the sergeant said, "Constable, you're out of your head." He said, "Yeah, it's a reefer, do you want some, sergeant? It's a reefer, do you want a blast? It's a reefer, do you want some, sergeant? Or would you prefer me to shove it up your ass?" Well, he suspended the constable for his little joke, and he went to the bathroom to have a little soak. When he got back, I'd rolled another eight, and they were being passed round every copper in the place. Well, I sold them 2 ounces and 1/16th, and they rolled the biggest joint that the world has ever seen. And they all sang together, "It's a reefer, do you want some, mindless? It's a reefer, do you want a blast? It's a reefer, do you want some, mindless? Thanks for your company and thanks for the grass."
All right, good women. All right, lovely men. Men and women of courage. Men and women of understanding. Men and women of wisdom. Men and women who'd like to ease the pain of human suffering, of human ignorance, of misunderstandings, of false morality. It's time to legalize. It's time to legalize. For our legal hearts, our legal arms, our legal bodies. For our legal imagination. For our legal ears. For our legal funny bone. For our legal tears. It's time to legalize. For all those come before, suffered in pain, damned down to hell, put in prison, broken their spirits, or fueled by cancer, and given no painkiller. Given nothing holy or sweet to ease their pain as they go out that great dark gate, it's time to legalize. For all those like Scott, Bill, John, Susie, and Tom, Linda, for all those who suffered, for all those who like to have fun on this good sweet America, for all those who love the earth, for all those who like to go fishing, for all the brand new children, for those unborn, for the living and the dead. It's time to legalize, good men and women of Maine. If the whole country is sleeping, awake there in Maine, and it'll shine like a beacon, like a rising star, like cornfield in the morning sun, like a Johann Sebastian Bach cantata. Get it right, get it straight, and do it for the rightness, for the correctness, for the understanding of the situation. It's time to legalize. For all those 400,000 people who are arrested each year in America for victimless crimes. For all those busted families, for all those languishing in prison when they could be serving the country, when they could be gardening, when they could be riding the bus, when they could be painting pictures, raising their children, raising, helping their wives, helping their husbands, drying the tears of shame of this cancerous, outlawed nation. It's time to legalize. It's the whole backbone of human cosmology to have fun, if for that reason alone. All primates like to get high. I like to, don't you? Except some like to get high on alcohol, or gambling, or conquering nations, or drive-by shootings, or murder, or collecting as many billions and millions and trillions of pieces of paper with dead presidents' faces on it and shoving them in banks to make even more while the whole world's cast asunder. For all those who have lied in hospital beds or in their houses in grief and suffering, and for all their family members who couldn't ease their pain because ignorance, ignorance, like in the guise of a president or a senator or a congressman or a policeman, whoever it is, whoever shares ignorance, you and I, him and her, made it illegal to grow and smoke and harvest and cultivate something as American as apple pie, is the love of freedom. I don't mean the shadow of freedom. I mean freedom of understanding, wisdom, and knowledge, and freedom to smoke what you like to smoke. Freedom to grow it industrially, industrial hemp's right alongside there. Conestoga wagons and Betsy Ross. And our Declaration of Independence has to be activated, has to be breathed and fought for, sung about, talked about, preached about. Come on, all you preachers in Maine, all you teachers in Maine, all you government officials in Maine. For shame, this terrible pain we've caused each other under false emblems, under fear, over the money thing. That's why the pharmaceutical companies oppose it. Learn, study, the knowledge is out. It's just about the money thing. It's not about good or bad or black and white or rich and poor or me and you or him and her or how to grow our children in a holy, kindly way. It's about the money thing. So legalize. Legalize.
Hey, kids, come here a minute. I got a good thing for you. I'm a Salvatore Scungio, and I'm going to bring you something from the old country. Some of Pakistani bliss or hashish to blow your head right off. I brought it from the real old country. Ah, come on, kids. You like it.
For you, kids, and all of you other kids out there in Radioland, support your government's seemingly hopeless struggle against the scourge of expanding consciousness, which is sweeping Radioland. Learn to say no, and say it often. A message from your government hand-to-hand with the Advertising Services Service of Babylon.
It seems as if you're going to fall. Knock yourself just up on fire. You know I mean that killing jab.
You think you've blown your top, oh baby, you start laughing and you can't stop. But then you don't give a pop, cause you're Sandman, not Bentman. Everything will seem so funny, darkest days will seem so sunny. Yes, the feeling will arrive when you smoke that killing jive. Yeah, yeah. Does he smoke that killing jive?
Oh,
man. That must be high. Yes, he smokes that killing jive. Darkest days will seem so sunny, yet the feeling will arrive when you smoke that killing jive. Everything will seem so funny, darkest days will seem so sunny, yet the feeling will arrive when you're a high man. Man, you're in the sky, man, ain't got no rent, man. You be so mellow, just like a jello, when you smoke that killing jive.
I feel groovy, my life is like a Cheech and Chong movie. Burn with me, got an Ozzy, my apartment smells like patchouli.
Going down the road to buy a bag of marijuana, gonna take it to my room and do a doobie full of ganja. Everybody knows I do a lot of marijuana, hey marijuana. Coughing up a lot cause I've been smoking marijuana. Got a dugout in my pocket so I smoke it where I wanna. Pack another hookah full of killer marijuana. Hey, marijuana.
Now pinch me out another bong load. The grass I got from the Jamaican. My eyes are beet red, I'm going brain dead. This is all good that I
Now come on, what was I supposed to do? I thought I saw the cops coming, so I inhaled the whole bag.
Every time you see me, I am high on marijuana. Need to roll myself a fatty J the size of a banana. Maybe you can fund me half a pound of marijuana. Hey, marijuana. Scored myself a quarter of the green marijuana. Got a dealer who can get the best in Southern California. Ride along with me and smoke illegal marijuana. Hey, marijuana.
Come and find me, I'll sell you marijuana. Always at the party, here, yeah, manana. The bud's crinkly and so stinky, I'll make a blot the size of your pinky.
Get me out of paper and I'll roll some marijuana. This expands in your lungs, so I guess I better warn ya. Cranking up the music, passing round the marijuana. Hey, marijuana.
Hi kids, do you like cannabis? Wanna see me pack a fat bowl and then smoke out of it? Wanna copy me and be a serious pothead?
Yeah.
Say things like dank, skunk, Buddha roach, reefer nugget?
Oh, yeah.
My brain said, wait,
just a minute.
I can't think another thought. This shit's all clogged up with tetrahydrocannabinol. And Johnny D says,
hey Dave, I'm pretty hungry.
Well then let's eat.
I don't feel like walking, man. Wanna carry me?
Well, since age 4, I couldn't really feel my legs. Cause I smoked a fat joint or two every night before I went to bed.
Got real stoned and started listening to Crisscross.
Jump!
Felt really weird, kinda like I had some nippons.
Is it cold in here?
I smoke a fat pound of grass and enlarge my ass with some nachos and burritos, but I got a Taco Bell really fast.
Come here, baby, you look really good right now.
John? Wait a minute. You're talking to my doorbell.
My English teacher wanted to smoke me up in junior high.
Shakespeare.
Only problem was, I was already pretty fucking high. I took a shot of vodka with a chaser, made a bong out of an eraser, asked my teacher to spread her legs so I could taste her. Walked into the strip club, I was pretty fucked up. Started splashing around on people's drinks like a little bear cub.
Wow.
Extraterrestrials packing a bowl while they're saying,
we ain't got the ship on Mars, you know.
Whoa. 99% of my life I've been baked. At my wedding, I said, hey, fuck this shit, and ran straight for the cake. I told my wife our kids were gonna be junkies, riding around in a Volkswagen and playing Kumbaya like a bunch of hippies.
You know you're really stoned when you can't feel your hands.
Where are my
running
hands?
Running around trying to figure out the meaning of your toenails, man.
Toe covers.
I went to White Castle and asked for a Happy Meal. Waitress said, we don't serve those here. I said, dude, what's the deal?
That was just a detour. A shortcut. A shortcut to what?
Mushrooms.
Stop the tape. I need to go roll a J. Hey, Dave, you got an extra nugget I could maybe take?
I already smoked it.
I don't want to come down. It's too fun to be high. Nah, I want to get baked every day for the rest of my life. Mayo or relish? I can barely decide. Let's put it on some cookies. Yeah, man. High five.
All my life, I was either baked or fried. I don't really have sex because I fall asleep when I try.
Not again.
I get ripped like the Incredible Hulk. I trip when I walk.
Whoops.
And my eyes are always either half shut or bloodshot. When I was little, I used to get baked and run into the wall. My parents took a hit, put down the bong, and said, aww.
I lie awake and prop my bong against the wall. Tell my friend Dave to light that some bitch from 12 feet down the hall.
Light it!
I get high and glad. And by the way, when you find my dad, tell him I'll see him in a little while when I get out of rehab.
about something close to our heart. We'd like to pick out the seeds and get to the very best part. We'd love to tell you our tale in our little song. Hey, is that the doorbell?
I don't know, but I did hear a bong.
Weed, 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 weed. Can a bus drive around the city? Can a bus drive to and fro? Can a bus carry 20 or 40 people? Can a bus just watch it grow? Weed, 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 weed.
Reefer.
Me to a doctor.
THC.
My eyelids both sag.
The hitter
is at the ballpark. Watch him touch every bag. Weed, 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 weed. One more time. Weed, 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 weed.
Green, green things grow up from the ground. When you see the harvest moon, policeman comes around.
Alrighty, we are back. And I gotta tell you, today's been a pretty rough day. Within 24 hours, we've lost Sonny Burgess, rockabilly guy, Dick Gregory, and oh my god, Jerry Lewis died today. Crying out loud. And I'll bet you good money somebody important dies on Game of Thrones tonight. What do you bet? Alright, place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. We started that set with Getting Busted from Purple Fox. Somebody else I know nothing about. A lot of these people I just know nothing about because obviously they're from the fringes. The Reefer song was Mindless Drug Hoover, I guess. Time to Legalize was Jeff Stonehill, which came off of an album. That is one of these other ones here. Came off an album from Maine, which I got way back in the late 70s, I guess. A whole bunch of Maine artists doing Reefer songs. Don't ask me. I don't know. I can't find it because it's in the boxes. Time to Legalize. Jeff Stonehill, that was. We heard from Smears Hot Pussy Hunters. I don't make them up. I just read them. My Grandpappy Don't Smoke No Grass. That's a cover of something. Killin' Jive was Cats and the Fiddle. They were from Chicago. Active from about 1937 to 1951. What the hell was that? Cheech and Chong after that. Not 100% sure that was actually them, but because it came with an animation, and there was an animated series, which I'm not sure was them or not. And that was the Marijuana Macarena. You heard an Eminem knockoff, some sort of parody there. That was all part of what I've come to call sudden ending theater, because all these songs here at the end here just had very sudden endings. Can't figure out why, and it's weird that they all wound up together. We also heard from The Chocolate, and that was just playing Marijuana, followed by Motita, and that was just playing Marijuana. And then we had The Disclaimers. Again, I have no idea. And then that was called The Weed Song by The Disclaimers. And then Snowbud and The Flower People. No info, but it was a cassette that arrived at WFMU many, 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 many years ago and just lay there quivering until I managed to stop it and pick it up and take it home with me. Nobody else wanted it, so I still have it somewhere. Don't know. Anyway, that's going to do it for this week. Like I said, please smoke them if you got them. I'm not allowed to smoke because I'm trying to find a minimum wage kind of part-time job. And, you know, you can only not take drug tests if you're going to have a gun on you or run for office or something like that. Only, you know, lowlifes like me have to take drug tests, so I can't be smoking that evil, nasty, horrible, rotten, addicting, you know what I mean. Anyway, I got two more for you, and I will see you next week. I hope nobody dies on Game of Thrones.
and smokes a bowl.
Now, in the laid-back California town of sunny San Rafael, lived a girl named Susie Sweetcakes. You might not know too well. Says her Granny Pearl had raised her, taught her everything she knows. Now she could smoke 'em faster than anyone could roll. Well, her legend reached the Texas coast on the Corpus Christi Bay and was told to Twisted Switzer, who quickly said, "No way!" With long, brown, crooked fingers, he takes a culture token, says, "I can roll them faster than any sweet cake can smoke." So a note gets sent to San Rafael for the championship part two. Switch demands a smoke off. "Well, bring him on," says Sue. "I'll twist his fingers off his hands. He'll roll until he drops." Switzer says, "Enough talk. Let's go smoke some pot." So they rent out Texas Stadium, and the word is quickly spread. Come one, come all, who walk or crawl. Tickets just 2 hours ahead. And from every hood and ghetto, no matter race or creed, came the world's greatest dopers with the world's greatest weed. Spliff smokers from Jamaica, hashishers from Peru, Cheech and Chong had made it, and Willie Nelson too. And there were those that called it kill, and those that called it boo. See Snoop Dogg and his ladies wearing turquoise lace and leather. See the skinheads and the panthers puffing all together. Those from Cali who smoke legal, to the ones who've done some time, to the old man who smoked reefer back before it was a crime. And the grand old house the boys had built is filled with smoke and cries of 100,000 screaming heads, all stoned out of their minds. And they play the national anthem, and the crowd lets out a roar as the spotlight hits Switz and Sue, ready for their smoking war. Out comes a pile of weed that reaches the stars above. No seed, no stem, nor stick you'll find in this tasty bunch of bud. A Maui, a Wowie, Panama red, and Acapulco gold. White shark from California, and also a white rhino. Sticks from Thailand, ganja from the island, and Boston's bloomin' best. And some of that shit that Shell smoked down in old Key West. Fruity pebbles, sour kush, and Hollywood nights. Chronic down from Compton, up to the northern lights. And there's bubbling ice-cold fountain drinks and Twinkies by the bunches, and chocolate milk and Oreos, in case anybody gets some munchies. And Susie Sweetcake sneers as Twisted Switzer grins, and the drums roll low, and the crowd yells, "Go, go, go!" And the world's greatest smoke-off begins. Switz cracks his crooked fingers once, and zap, that first joint's rolled. Sue sucks it down with those sweet cake lungs, and poof, that roach is cold. So Twisted rolls of Switz are sweet, yet Susie still goes strong. So Switzer busted out the kind of stuff they smoked in Vietnam. He rolled it into king-size papes, looking to get ahead, with that Zeppelin burn like the Hindenburg right when it touched her hands. See the blur of flying fingers, see the cherries burning bright. They built a whole new stadium to fit every head in sight. And this 2009 turns to 10, and a whole damn year is gone. The two still sit on that roach-filled stage, smoking and rolling on. But then Susie's filled with a coughing fit, and joints fall in her lap. Twisted keeps on twisting, and the crowd begins to clap. And as Pearly comes from backstage to throw in the towel, Switzer laughs, "What's wrong, Pearl? I thought you taught this gal." "Taught her all I know," sneered Pearl. "Was that some kind of joke? If it were me, I'd smoke you up, just like Callisto." At that, he reached across the stage and grabbed up that old hag. Then snatched up poor Stone Susie, like buds out of a bag. And he grinds them in his fingers, one sweet cake in each hand. And he rolls them in two zigzags and laps them like a roach. And the sweetest lungs, by the fastest hands, go up in a puff of smoke. Now in the laid-back Texas town on the Corpus Christi Bay, still dwells Twisted Switzer, rolling to this day. Twisting J's one in each hand, and the story is widely told that no one smokes them faster than this dude can roll. While off in New York City, the street still has no name, or what's left of Pearl and Sue, and the Viper Hall of Fame. And underneath those roaches, there's a little silver scroll that says, "Beware of being the smoker when Twisted Switzer rolls."